This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For the first time in 30 years, as you might have heard, there was a global agreement at the UN Climate Conference that wrapped up today that we, as in the whole planet, should transition, quote, away from fossil fuels in energy systems in a just, orderly, and equitable manner. Nothing's binding here, but these conferences have been going on for a very long time now, and this one is the first to say we need to move away from fossil fuels to limit global warming. That is already happening to some extent in the United States. The Energy Department said this week it expects renewables, mostly solar and wind, to overtake coal in the American energy mix next year for the first time. And as Marketplace's Henry App reports, that's got a whole lot more to do with market forces than with government policy.
Coal used to be all reliable. Sonia Carley at the University of Pennsylvania says it was
a very steady, efficient, predictable form of energy.
But it also emits a lot of greenhouse gases, and that's led to some stricter environmental regulations, with more likely to come. And since a coal plant usually lasts for 40 or more years,
it doesn't really make sense at this point to build more coal facilities.
So right now in the U.S., we're not, and many plants are closing. But there are bigger factors leading to coal's decline that have less to do with government actions, says Steve Sakala at Tufts University.
It's the combination of installing more renewable generation capacity and the price of natural gas being lower so that gas gets called on to operate before coal does.
Essentially, renewables and natural gas are now cheaper than coal.
One of the extraordinary things about the energy transition in the U.S. is this has largely happened without a coherent national energy policy.
Seth Feaster is with the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. He says it's mostly the market that's making choices about the future of energy.
Utilities, and particularly independent power producers, are very sensitive to the economics in the energy markets, and that has a very big impact on what's driving all of this.
Driving more money and investment to wind and solar. And that's prompted a big change in how renewables are viewed in the energy sector, says Steve Sakala at Tufts.
It used to be that you had fossil fuel incumbents fighting an idea, and now they're fighting an industry.
And there's a chance that industry, renewables, eventually wins the fight. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.